You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, you are going to be blessed because I've asked my friend Lisa Bishop if she would be our guest speaker for these devotional times this week. Lisa's director of women's ministry at a large church here in Chicago, and she has a unique gift of sharing God's truth in ways that are very meaningful. So, Lisa, I am turning the microphone to you for the entire week.
Thank you, Mary. It is a privilege to spend time with you this week. And this week, we're going to be looking at ways to create and experience transformation in our lives. And I would venture to say that we all want to experience growth and transformation. Now, I can't see you, but I assume you're nodding your head yes in agreement, or maybe even giving me an amen. So today, to kick us off, we're going to take a look at how abiding in Jesus creates transformation. Now, I'm intentionally starting out our week of transformation with abiding because our relationship with Jesus, our abiding in Jesus, is the most important posture we take as followers of Christ. When we abide, our lives will transform, our relationships will transform, our work will transform. Let's see what Jesus says about abiding as we look at John chapter 15. Verse 4, Jesus says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." And the verses continue to talk about abiding. Anytime we read scripture, one of the things that stands out often is repeated words. And when we see a word that is used several times, it means it's really important and the person speaking is driving home a point. And here we see Jesus instructing us to abide seven times in this short passage. And now to abide means to dwell, not to depart, to be present, to wait, to remain. We will experience transformation as we abide in Jesus. And as we abide in Jesus, he promises us that we will bear much fruit. As we remain in him, when we dwell in his love, when we keep his commandments, we are promised fullness of joy. How are you abiding in Jesus? How are his words abiding in you? In order to abide in his word, we need to be reading his word, making it a daily practice to dwell in the truth of scripture. The best time for me is in the morning. Maybe it's the morning for you, or perhaps lunchtime or before bedtime. But make it a daily practice to be in God's word as you abide in Jesus. Tomorrow, we'll continue talking about living a life transformed, and we're looking forward to having you tune in.